All right, Senator Bill Cassidy says we need to talk about the future of Social Security now. And he challenged Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen about this on Capitol Hill last week. See for yourself.
Why doesn't the president care?
He cares very deeply.
Then where is his plan?
He stands ready to work with Congress.
That's a lie, because when a bipartisan group of senators has repeatedly requested to meet with him about social so that somebody who is a current beneficiary will not see her benefits cut by 24%, we have not heard anything on our request.
Well, I kind of think you nailed it. Joining me now on set, the aforementioned Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, ranking member of the Senate Help Committee. It's an odd way of him showing support for your efforts, if that's what he's referring to. And Yellen, I didn't understand that.
It is an incredibly odd way, because we made repeated requests to meet with him. Now, we can meet with staff, but when it comes to social, it has to be the president that makes the call. Mm. And if he's not meeting with us, it means he does not want to make the call. By the way, he's not submitted a plan. And Secretary Yellen, in a later part, said they had not yet modeled just making people over $400,000 pay for Social Security. Huh. They've done nothing on Social Security, including not actually meeting with us.
Well, what I gather from them, apart from the politics, which are very nasty, they want to raise taxes. That's the only partial solution to it. You, on the other hand, have a much more interesting solution. Please tell us about it.
Yeah, so we had created a fund separate from Social Security, totally separate, and we'd invest in it and allow that money to be in a diversified portfolio.
Yep.
I think stock market. And it rises. Now, the risk is only on the fund. The beneficiary gets everything she's been promised, so she has no risk whatsoever. You hold it in escrow for 70 years, you allow the rate of return on the rate of return, and you're able to get to the point where you can bridge Social Security to where it actually works. Now, that's our goal. We'd bring that to the president. There's other things you might have to do. Those are subject to negotiation. But this is the core.
Point is, this is a market-oriented approach, point number one. You can make use of the good multiples. I mean, stocks for the long run, Jeremy Siegel, Burt Malkiel, they've all been on this show. Point number two, as I understand it, you're saying, okay, if the market stuff doesn't work, you're still going to be guaranteed. But if the market stuff does work, over time, you'll shuttle those returns into the system for the beneficiaries?
Is
that right?
You'll allow a rate of return for a period of time. You get the doubling effect, the rule of 72.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end, it looks like a tulip, because the fund grows, and then it just really grows. And you hold it in escrow until it hits that point, and then you pay off everything that you've had to borrow to pay those benefits, and maybe even you forever take care of the fund.
Do you have to borrow for the escrow fund?
You do have to borrow for the escrow
initially.
Fund. Yes.
And that would, I don't want too many details, but you'd say some chunk would have to be borrowed. And this would be run by trustees.
Correct. Right? Totally arm's length
from the system itself, arm's length from the politicians, arm's length from everything.
Yes. And you penalize anybody who tries to mess with it. And we would audit it every year and put those audits online so the American people can say, this looks like it's being run well. People like you would pour through it to make sure that it was really being run well. The American people have to have confidence.
I've wanted for a million years to use some kind of market-based mechanism to supplement Social Security. I mean, a lot of us have. Supply-siders have always wanted that. I mean, that's why I think this is a big plus. You should go. You're getting some support. You have both sides of the aisle. Do you need a commission to hide under to do this kind of thing?
Democrats and Republicans have come together to work to getting to a solution. What we need now is the president of the United States. If he really wants to meet with Republicans and Democrats to find a solution, we're bringing one to him. By the way, he can still change it. It's not written in stone. Mm-hmm. I said this is the centerpiece, but there's other parts. And he could have negotiation. But we shouldn't let it go broke so that someone currently receiving Social Security gets a 24% cut, and that's what he's choosing to do now.
Or you're going to have a massive tax hike wreck the economy.
Yes. Or we're going to borrow so much that we will double our national debt, and CBO says they can't even score how bad that would be for our nation's fiscal health.
By the way, lower taxes and regulations, if I may, would grow the economy faster. That would help Social Security.
It would, absolutely. If the economy's growing faster, particularly if working people are making more money.
Right.
Rich people, they don't pay as much. It is the working person, when she or he is making more money, they put it into the system, they're better off, and so is Social Security.
One other point. Well, we got you here. President Biden vetoed this ESG bill, which had a lot of Democratic bipartisan support. What's up with that?
Yeah, so for the, knowing that people probably know what this is, but instead of telling an investor that you need to invest only for the best financial return for the person working at home, the person working, going to work in a truck, instead, you're telling the investor to prioritize the president's agenda, the environment and social governance. Now, when they do that, it doesn't mean they get the best return. Mm. It just means that it's satisfying the president's political, ideological agenda. We need to be working for that family who's at home, counting upon that return to have a better retirement. The president, not so much. But the president, his agenda is more important than their better retirement.
Not to speak of Silicon Valley Bank, which was loaded up to the gills with ESG investments, and
yes,
nobody examined it at the time. Do you know, by the way, the first time you appeared on this show, you were sitting in the back of your car?
Well, I do remember that.
It was a fabulous thing. By the way, the ratings were terrific for that. But we love having you on set.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's great to be here.
Please come back, Senator.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate it very much.